Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast number 32 with Randy and
I think it's 34.
Is it 34? I thought we were 31.
Wait, where are we at now?
Holy crap, I don't know.
I just want to set that you started off with your name first. Why don't you start it off with my name?
Oh God, here we go.
Here we
32,
go.
32, Ray.
32.
All right, Hits 104.9 Podcast with Chad.
Hi.
Ray Ray.
And Randy. Is that better?
A little bit better.
It doesn't make any sense, but okay.
What do you mean doesn't make sense?
It's the Chad podcast now.
I thought Randy Ray and Chad sounded better, but...
No, I don't like being last. I like being billed first.
Yes, I know, because you have a following.
Yes. Yeah. Get used to it. Speaking of following, today, National Burrito Day. Where's your favorite place to go get a burrito?
Whew. My house.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah. Dana makes good burritos.
Interesting. What about you, Ray Ray?
I really like Javi's. In town.
Javi's is good. Yeah, I like Chipotle.
See,
because I can make my own.
I'm more Tony's Tacos number 4.
I know you're Tony's Tacos number 4. Number four.
Right there. Right there. Walnut and Farmersville Boulevard right there by Linnell Camp. Yeah, perfect.
You know what I also heard? I heard that Carl's Jr.'s green burrito is also really good, but no one ever gets it. Like, I feel like it's like one of those hidden gem burritos.
Isn't Taco Bell and Carl's Jr. the same company? And that's why they have the green burrito?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, El Rosal makes this big-ass burrito, and you douse it with green sauce, and it's, like, really, really good, too. Carne asada burrito.
But it's also peanut butter and jelly day, too.
Yes, it is.
All right, Elvis, thank you. We were just talking about that a few minutes ago, right?
Yeah, so I was telling Randy, that's probably what I'm going to go do today, is I'll make a deep-fried peanut butter and jelly with banana sandwich, the Elvis style.
Didn't you say Quesadilla Gorilla has something like
yes,
that?
Yes, Quesadilla Gorilla does have something similar
yes, they
to it.
Do.
It's oh, called the right. Sweet Dilla.
See, and I'm a big fan of like the Uncrustables. I'll get those. Dude, oh. You set them out for just a couple of hours to de-thaw, you're ready to go.
Air fry those.
Oh, yes. I've seen it. I haven't tried it yet.
Air fry those things, baby.
I eat peanut butter and crackers. Does that count?
You no, could probably air fry those,
too. You got to have jelly,
too.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Two, three times a day. But if I do have peanut butter and jelly, it's peanut butter and strawberry jelly.
See, and that's, I mean,
sometimes
that's
grape.
Nothing wrong with strawberry. Grape is my go-to.
Yeah. I used to have grape as a go-to. I mean, I had a big vat of grape, actually, here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I used that, I got tired of grape because I went through the whole vat. And then I got a vat of strawberry, and then I went through that, and it went back and forth.
You know what you should do is you should just get, like, the little ones that they have, like, at the restaurants. And that way you don't have the same one over and over. You can switch it up.
All right. So what I wanted to get, and I've never tried, is the injected ones that you can get, the peanut butter. It's a line of peanut butter and a line of like strawberry jam or
no
jam.
No Smucker's nope don't like it was
no
disgusting
oh.
No don't
okay
I recommend not doing
it looks so judgmental already
it looks so good though
it does I mean and I fell for it yeah no it is so much better to just do the jelly and the peanut butter separate
because I always imagine myself like getting the butter knife and just swishing it around and then putting it on the bread
you're talking about like the goofy there. Goober ones right
yes.
No, the Smucker's where they have the peanut butter and the jelly, it's swirled in together.
Yeah.
I imagine, this is how bad it is I wanted to buy it because it was like $5, but I imagine it going through the assembly line and then it going down and go, and then the peanut
just like
butter,
that too.
Wow.
The peanut butter and the jam. It's like, my mouth starts watering just thinking about it. Wow.
Yeah, don't.
No,
okay. Don't. It was not worth the money.
All right.
God, you guys are already, it's almost lunchtime. You guys are already making me hungry, but it's.
I'm okay now. Right.
Well, I'm thinking about hitting up burritos today. I'm thinking about either Tony's Tacos or even go to Tacos Galacticos right over here on Houston and Ben Maddox.
Have you had a burrito from Tacos Galacticos?
Oh, I love Tacos Oof. Galacticos.
They have good burritos too.
If I don't have cash, I'll go there because they take card.
They do. Yes, they do.
But yep. Tony's Tacos is only cash.
Cash?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, exactly. They need a brick and mortar somewhere. Tony's Tacos number 4.
How long do you think actual physical money is going to exist, though?
there's 25 Tony's Tacos because there's one there, one in like Tuleyville. They're like all over.
I know, but there's no Foster Freeze in Lemoore anymore.
I know that hurt me. That hurt me.
Hey,
yeah.
What happens when it goes up to $20 an hour for an employee?
We used to go up. To Foster Freeze and get ice cream there all the time. They used to have cruise nights there.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. Sucks.
Imagine how much an ice cream is going to cost now.
Yeah, I know.
Or vanilla Coke.
Well, ice cream there was already getting expensive there, though.
A little bit. Well, you know, they were paying people, what, 15, 18 bucks an hour?
Oh, yeah, then. Yeah.
So, yeah, not good.
Went up to Three Rivers over the weekend.
Yep.
And I got to say, Reimers definitely was still on point, as
still
always.
Still on point. Okay, good. Now that, who took over?
Stafford's took over.
That's right.
Yep. But see, like, even on the inside in the chocolate shop,
yep.
They only have one tray of anything chocolate for Stafford's. Everything else, still the Reimers stuff.
But Stafford's now owns that place.
Yeah.
They own all three. The one there, the one in Avila, and the one up in Oakhurst.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're just expanding.
They are taking over, Ray.
They got like some other candy shops they've taken over too. It's crazy.
Did you see on Visalia Stranger over the weekend the car that ran into the laundromat?
Yes.
Whoa.
Right over here, Tulare and Santa Fe.
I've heard something about this, but what happened?
Apparently hit the gas instead of the brake and put it in drive instead of reverse.
Happens sometimes, Ray. Happens sometimes.
Isn't that like
it's happened to you?
Isn't that like the fourth laundromat that just been randomly like driven into in Visalia? Because I feel like there has been a couple that just been that just been driven into.
Visalia is more of the fire hydrants that get ran into. I mean, there is no fire hydrant in this town that has not been hit.
They ran over. Chad's like the big old perpetrator of at least six of them.
Especially the one right over here at Save Mart, or right there by Save Mart and the fire station out there.
Yeah,
that one took it out like three times within a year of just being there, I think.
It really does. For some reason, I don't know why. I don't know if it's got some special paint on it that makes the cars detract to it or what.
You know, it's just crazy seeing all these accidents around town, and people need to learn how to drive. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, if they didn't like take driver's training during the pandemic or something, but
they forgot.
People are horrible.
Actually, you might be on to something about that, because yeah, it was very hard for some people to get their driver's license during the pandemic. I get really teed off about people who don't use their turn signals. Like I'm a very calm person, but man, if I see someone who does not use their turn signal, rage just comes out.
Guilty.
Chad.
I use my turn signal when I'm at a curve and I have to turn like,
yeah,
you know,
but
whoosh,
you're
like
also
that.
Like at the age where you leave it on after you switch lanes. It stays on for a couple of miles.
Couple blocks down, the turn signal's still on. Your blinker's still on, buddy.
Says the guy that goes commando.
Man.
Oh, speaking of which, Ray, do you have any other questions from when Chad was absent? We know that he goes commando.
I was just more curious about the drugs he was on. And then what was he like? So, Chad, were you under the influence while roaming around the streets of Visalia?
You want to see a scar? I think
remove the Band-Aid?
Yeah, I was thinking about putting it back on. It's gotten red for some reason. It's a little red.
I'm telling you, lotion.
It looks fine.
Still sensitive?
Oh, dude. And, like, the last few days, I've been in pain. Pain here, mainly up in here, but pain in the incision area. Like, by touch and everything, it
so
just
it's still
hurts.
Sore.
Can you make a fist?
I can make a fist, but I just can't. Come here, Ray.
Okay.
Have you started physical
so, like,
therapy
if you
yet?
Shake hands. Like, that's as much as I can.
Oh yeah, and your arm is shaking, dude.
Still, I mean, so like, I have no grip. I got to work on the muscle strength.
You haven't started physical therapy yet, though.
No, they're saying no PT right now. Just do stuff at home. Oh. I'm guessing in June I'll probably start, because that's when I go back for a follow-up, my second follow-up.
What are you, like 3 weeks out, though?
A
few weeks.
5 weeks this Thursday, but yeah.
Since the surgery.
Yeah. It takes a while to heal.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to heal 3 days later.
Well, and I keep forgetting that. I'm like, why is it hurting the last couple of days? And I mean, I've been moving it. I'm not wearing a sling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said wear the sling only when you think you have to. And
have you been sleeping on it?
That too is like I'm a stomach sleeper. So like,
oh
yeah.
So yeah. That's the hard part.
I have to ask if you're sleeping. Do you ever wake up with one of the dogs on your back? Chad's got two dogs.
No, actually, I got the dogs trained. They stay in their beds at night. They know not to get up on the bed.
Have you ever woke up with a dog on your back?
No, not on the back. They'll lay like at the feet, by my feet, or more by my head.
When I had Indy the cat, he used to sleep on my chest. I'd wake up and he'd be on my chest.
I've woken up with a cat on my face a few times.
Yeah, I've had a cat on my face too, and one licking my face so the alarm would tell me to turn the alarm off.
Yeah, no, like the girls, they know to stay in their beds. Like during the day, I let them up, but when it's nighttime, they know only their beds.
Okay, I'm down with that.
I don't mess around. They Jed doesn't mess around, because I move around a lot.
Uh-huh.
So like, I will kick dogs by accident, like Jake, Cleo, even Cleo.
You get that?
But once I got Estrella, I'm like, I can't have two dogs on this bed. I mean, I only got a queen size bed. I mean, if anyone wanted to give me like a, you know, California king, I mean,
Chad will be happy to endorse your business.
Yeah, yes. Let's get in contact with some furniture stores. I'm pretty sure they'd be more than happy to endorse Chad.
Exactly.
Because Chad has a following, remember?
That's
and
right.
And everyone listens to Chad.
Because Chad has a following and everyone listens to the
yes,
Chad.
I will do an endorsement for you.
He will do an endorsement. Give him a call at the station, 553-1500. Yes, anything of the day or night. Chad
just ask for Chad. There's only one around here.
Just ask for the Chad. Yes, just like Cher, Chad. Okay, enough for our endorsement deal for Chad. God.
Right. I'll endorse food. I'll endorse furniture. I'll endorse cars. Whatever you want me to endorse.
Mm-hmm.
Travel trailer is what I'm looking for, too. Just throw that out there.
So Chad brought up something to me just moments ago before we started recording this, talking about the boss is not contacting you after 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah. There's a new California bill they're working on. And this new California bill would let workers ignore after-hour calls, texts from bosses.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, I already know I ignore a lot of people when I get off of work. So
yeah, I know you do.
I know, but like it'll make it illegal for you
to get in contact.
To text me anything work related after work.
Okay, that's fine with me. I'm fine.
You're not. You text me all the time after work, or
but is it work related?
What about you texting
like,
me?
You texted me this morning to tell me somebody was out of work today.
That was this morning, though.
Yeah, but that's my personal phone. You should actually be emailing
o'clock.
That is what the company policy is.
Oh, okay.
Wow, right, Chad, well, you went down.
I'm just saying.
I can email you if it makes you feel better.
I'm just saying.
But do you read those emails though, after 5?
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, that's where we all get in trouble. I know I read my emails after work. I do it just mainly so I can clean out the junk.
And,
I mean, because I've got a lot of like sexual harassment emails lately. So
this he has a following.
Yeah.
I get sexual harassment emails too.
So is it just like the Russian girls trying to contact you?
No. It's for ED and all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
I get that too. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like,
on your work email?
Yes.
I get Craigslist stuff too. I used to get Craigslist stuff. Not lately. It's ED stuff now. But it was Craigslist stuff, you know, about Russian girls or like you were just talking about. Yeah.
I think somebody sold their emails somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all public emails.
Yeah.
So anyone anywhere can email you and it's okay.
I want to go back in the dark.
Did you guys have AT&T by any chance? Did you guys hear about the AT&T leak?
I have AT&T internet.
No. When that happened, that outage happened.
Oh yeah.
They're saying now. See, and I knew they were lying. I knew they were lying.
They were hacked.
They were hacked. Yeah.
You want to know how they were lying? Their lips were moving. That's how you know they were lying.
Yeah. Anytime something like that happens, it's a hack. Yeah. Somebody gets hacked.
I mean,
come on now.
Yeah. So everyone's, I think they say dating back all the way to 2007, all the information has been leaked.
And they said, what, 78 million
something
customers?
Like that. Yeah, it was a lot.
Right. Just understand right now, all of your information, including your social security number, everything, the day you were born, your baby footprints, everything, it's all on the dark web.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just know it's all there. And you have to live with it. It's just the way it is.
Well,
someone somewhere has all your information, and they're using it right now, probably in Pensacola.
Pensacola, Florida.
Yep. just throw it out there, Randy.
Is I know, yeah, that was a pretty random.
Or did you sell it to somebody, Randy?
Don't know.
That's very specific, right
don't
there.
Don't know.
But fun little fact: I do wipe my entire data off of everything every 6 months.
Fun fact.
That's something I actually
do. That's very suspicious.
I do it for I just do it just because I want to do it, because it's a fun little cyber exercise that I believe everyone should do and keep, you know, reset everyone's passwords, reset yourself, everything, remind yourself on getting deleted all your cookies, all your
what do they
history.
Say? If anybody has their search history cleared, be suspicious of them.
Clear the catch. Fun
clear the cache, and it's good for your computer. It's good for the lifespan of your OS system.
It is good for the lifespan of your system because it gets all grunged up, as we have found out here at the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, good computer tip from Ray today, Chad.
Yeah, I'm but still suspicious.
Chad's not going to do it, though, because he's like, that's too much work.
He was like, every 90 days I have to change my password here at the radio station. That's enough.
Now I got to try to remember enough. All the websites I went to. Yep, nope, not going
to
happen.
Try to remember my passwords to all the porn sites that I go to. Yeah.
No. I was going
to
say the porn sites, but...
That's what you were going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
You tried.
Did you hear... There's another report about that. Did you know that... Other than the whole, like, modeling side of things...
I'm learning a lot today from Ray. Keep
going. The porno industry on the back end of things, such as like the
back end of things,
as in the like the website design, the coding, the security, data transfers, commerce, all that stuff has skyrocketed within the last few months. Because all, I guess, my generation are getting very interested in that, just in the dynamics of that, and not the necessarily the.
The on-screen part's got to be the best part of the job, not the behind-the-scenes stuff.
So the millennials are more interested in the analytics and all that stuff and all well, the...
Apparently, according to through some data that's been popping up about like job research, I guess, is that there's a... I forgot what the name of the company is, but they own like all the major porn sites, and they're the ones that are like, hey, guess what? If you want a cool remote job where you just do all work on the back end for all of our sites and stuff like that, and it's a good starter position.
The back end.
And that's the word that they were using, and that's the official like that's the official data term, working on the back end.
That's their nice way of saying the ugly people. These are the people that can't have the OS because they're not. But they usually do they show the full body, or do they show from the neck?
What?
I'm stupid with the OF thing. So they show like here
everything.
Some
people who have their OnlyFans can pretty much do whatever they want.
Yeah.
There was a while where they did not want to promote that because they, like you said, I think you were the one that brought it up. It used to be like an exclusive site, and I remember when it was just an exclusive like Instagram.
Yeah.
Right.
Things like that.
And then some girls just, I guess, read the terms of service and realize, oh, guess what? We can post whatever we want. And then it naturally became a secondary exclusive pornography site.
Videos, pictures, all of it. Oh, by the way, I just saw this. I'm going to leave you with this. Apparently, Generation Z would rather have their first date or even dates online digitally then meet it up in person.
I have heard this, yes.
65% of people polled in this survey from 18 to 27 would rather do a digital date where they both have the same food delivered at their houses, but they have the date over computer.
Same food delivered at their houses.
So like it would be like if you have like pizza at your house, you have that same pizza delivered to their place.
Yeah, right. Okay, I get it. I don't know. What do you think, Ray?
Lamers!
What do you think, Ray? Well, hang on.
No, I'm saying right now, lamers.
Ray's a single guy in the room. Come on, Ray. What do you think?
I understand why that's a thing. I understand why, because that generation is more a little bit secluded than most. So I do understand why they want to do that. Me personally, that's not something I would want to do. I would actually want to meet in person and do like an actual physical activity or in-person activity. But yes, exactly. Rather than doing something online, but I have heard there's like a thing called Discord dates. That's something that a lot of younger generation do. And fun little fact, I have participated in a Discord date once. I did not care for it, but it was fun. Same thing, order food at your place, and then you're just basically on a video screen, and sometimes you can even watch a movie together, like on Discord, and it's like you're just sitting on your computer and just doing stuff like that.
Social media has made people more private and scared to go out in public,
right?
And I think this is what it's leading to, and this is horrible.
Well, that's all people do right now is just sit at home and do nothing or scroll their phone or whatever. So if they're apt to meet somebody, then if you're going to have to Zoom with them, and that's the first way of doing that, that's the first way of touching them is via Zoom. I mean, it looks like. And the second date they actually meet together. Well, at least they're getting out of the house this way.
Okay, but what if she never wants or he never wants to meet up? That means he's probably or she's probably got somebody on the side and just spending your money.
Well, that's a big thing. That's also a big industry. Like those cam girls, you know, they'll make money off of you. Like,
oh yeah,
nothing,
right?
That's just how it is.
All these bots on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
Cyber girlfriends is a huge thing, man.
Could be catfish
and it's
stuff.
Legal. Yeah,
could be catfish stuff. So too. So who knows. All I know is that's another podcast, number 32. All right, there you go. Like, follow, subscribe.